listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2... Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me hobo. No, not hobo.
You think I know what we are, Jack? You vagabond?
No, homo habilis.
Oh.
Habilius?
Habilius.
Habilius, yeah.
We're early men.
Yeah, yeah. Homo erectus. You were going to... Ahoy to you, Jack. Homo erectus.
Erectus turns into the humans we are now, didn't we?
Well, no. Australopithecus turned into Homo sapiens.
So why is erectus so famous?
Because they stood up. Yep. First hominid to stand up.
Yep. Pretty good. Got tall. Really good defense.
I
when they were playing basketball that day, they're like, "Oh wow, these guys are tough."
That's actually different. That's a cool trick. Yeah. Wish our spines did that.
I'm also Neanderthal.
Oh, well done.
Yeah. But you were the first true human species evolving in Africa 2 million years ago.
Thank you.
Jacko, probably the earliest species to discover fire, cook food, and of course stand up straight, which is kind of interesting because you've got back problems and you like
you're now
flat.
You're now flaccidious. You're now bending back over after enjoying 2 million years of erection.
I'm, of course, the Neanderthals went extinct about 40,000 years ago.
Does seem pretty recent when you think about
you
how
you were 2 million. That's huge.
When you think about how fast, you know, even just, I'm sure, you know, just 0 to 2000 is gone.
Yeah,
40,000 is not that long ago.
And we're all Homo sapiens. Is that right?
That's us.
Yeah,
that's
right. But you made that sound like we all experienced the year 0 to the year 2000.
I know we haven't. But you look back and you're like, you know,
it seems to be that
when you look at ancient, when you talk about 2 million years, it's not that much at all.
Inconceivable.
Because, you know, Homo sapiens, we killed Neanderthals.
Yeah. Homo Simpson.
No, not Homo Simpson.
Homo Simpson didn't.
Homo sapiens. Yeah. We're the ones that caused Neanderthals to go extinct.
Homo Simpson ran into the tree after he fell asleep at the wheel, but no one was hurt.
Yes. Ahoy also to Sam Ham, who's travelling overseas at the moment and has a little update for us that he's uploaded at hamishandandy.com.
Ahoy, boys. Sam here. I've recently been overseas, and of course I travelled in economy class with the common man.
Good.
No doubt when the weaver travels, he's up in first.
He can be found.
Anyway,
there.
My luggage was delayed a few days, so I had to ration the little tube of toothpaste the airline gives you.
Uh-huh.
And I can confirm that it is just not enough. You've got this one wrong, Andy. I definitely need more froth. Anyway, I love your work, chaps.
What a legend.
Sam's got a lot of things wrong in that. But we appreciate him writing in. Ham, you wanted the top of the show tonight.
Sorry, I mean, he leveled the accusation at the weaver for flying first, but we also know the weasel.
Yes, the weasel.
Doesn't mind flying right up the front, sometimes on the pilot's lap because he knows Mr. Anthony.
Dr. Frothy, what's his name?
Mr. Ralph.
It never stops making me laugh. Mr. Ralph. Because I think because it sounds so mafia.
Yes, Mr. Ralph.
Mr. Ralph. Thank you, Mr. Ralph. A thousand thank yous. Just bowing and backing out of the room after getting your discount
tickets. Well, he is a bit mafia, Don, because I've never even actually met him nor seen him, so I don't know what he looks like.
Have you contacted him, though?
You're the first to be at the foot of his bed when there was a health scare.
Are you stocked up on flights now?
Literally yesterday I got sent the confirmation email for next winter's flights, which will be summer in the US.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, nearly a whole year ahead.
Muchas gracias, Mr. Ralph. Very nice.
Yes.
How far in advance can you buy them?
Yes, I do know exactly.
This seems like it only comes online once every 12 months.
For some reason, it's 11 months that the airlines will do the bookings in advance, where they'll do the schedule.
So
talk us through the process. Talk us through the process of registering with Mr. Elf. Okay.
One second, but I just want to just drill down a bit more on this. So you had the thought.
Yes.
We could book for 10 years.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
Did you go to a book for more than 11 months
time? Obviously, we've tried to book because when he had a health scare, which looked like he might not be around for a long time and thus the business class flights would dry up, we thought, well, could we book 2024, 2025, yeah. 26,
27,
8. How far can we go? And you can only go 11 months into the future.
They release them. Okay. Yep. Can you talk us through the process? Once you've identified the flight, mm-hmm. once you look at, you know, at 335 days out, yeah. you get online and you go, hey, Bianca, great. There's these flights, yep. you know, flying to Miami.
No idea what they're doing then. It's 11 months
away. 11 months away, but you go, let's get these flights. What's the next process to get Mr. Ralph's approval?
So we choose the flights, then we send them to Bianca's mum. Uh-huh. Bianca's mum talks to Mr. Has to wait till the day where Mr. Ralph is in a good mood.
How does she see that?
She often goes over with a gift basket or songs of yeah. praise.
Because she says that he goes through waves of not really wanting to help, and then some no, days he's...
Because you're all sucking off him like a big giant leech. Flight leech.
He lives in a forest of leeches.
So,
he knows as soon as he shows an uptick in mood, the door's going to get banged down by all these family members wanting flights.
Brings him down again. It's a rough roller coaster.
Right. So Bianca's mum is in charge of judging his mood. Yes.
She visits him in person?
She has.
So how does she judge his mood?
Well, she'll just give him a call to in a guise of like, how are you doing, Mr. Ralph? How's your health? And then just judge by that. If it feels like it's a good day, then she'll go, and you know what? Jack and Bianca would love to come back over again next year.
But she'd have to do top-up calls outside of when you're asking.
Yeah, she's like lobbying the government. Yeah.
Yes, yes. She's got to play favorably to Mr. Ralph all times of the year. and we thank her for that.
You would. Is she the gatekeeper for any other people's flights?
Yep, she does. So they've got, Bianca's got two siblings. So my sister-in-law, her husband, they just flew to Argentina.
Yep. Have your family asked for access?
That's where Bianca's mum drew the line. Because my mum tried to go over to the US on a Mr. Ralph flight.
Mr. Ralph air.
And Bianca's mum said, now we are getting a bit silly.
Right.
Seems pretty silly. What's Bianca's mum's relationship to Mr. Ralph?
She is a real estate agent who sold Mr. Ralph a house in Florida.
That's the relationship. I thought they were family. Oh my God.
Wow. So do you think your Bianca's mum, did she think about it a lot with your mum? Like, or was she like, does she have a pretty strict line that she's...
There's so much shadow business around Mr. Ralph. We don't actually know how much miles he's got in allowance. I don't know if he used to be a pilot, or there was word that he used to be the vice president of one of the major airlines. So we don't actually know what he's got.
This makes more sense that you don't actually know, because I thought he was a family member.
No. When I say I've never met him or know what he looks like.
He is a man. When did he buy the house off your wife's mum?
They've known him for years, like 10, 15 years. I don't know.
And they're not giving up the relationship. Mr. Ralph.
Really, your mother-in-law is the gatekeeper here.
Yes. Yeah, well, she's doing all the dealing. She knows Mr. Ralph's health at any one time. She does.
How old's Mr. Ralph?
He's in his 80s, maybe 88.
Would he come on the show?
Well, no, because I don't want to jeopardize. I don't even like talking about it.
Bring him out immediately.
I don't want to jeopardize anything. I actually don't even like talking about it, because I don't want someone to go, you know, an American to be here and hear it and go, oh, Mr. Ralph, they're talking about you on an Australian podcast, and then he
might
closes
like it,
the door.
Some life.
No. I don't want him, any excuses for him to turn off the tap.
Let's find Mr. Ralph.
No,
Andy.
You know, you can't find him. You can't, because that's not even his surname. Ralph is his first name.
We'll find him.
Can't find him. There's too many Ralphs in the world.
I reckon I'll talk to Bianca.
No. Well, I'm going to text her now. Don't, because I just don't want it to go.
No shit, Jack. The guy that got angry about a free DeWalt bag. Yeah, we can tell that you enjoy getting business class flights for 5%. It's literally the most important thing in your life outside your family.
Yeah, so don't even joke about jeopardizing it.
Well, we can have a little joke about it, but don't worry, we won't do it.
We might do it. Hey, and people come to this show, hamishnetty.com is their pathway to it, or any of our pipes, but they go there to put down their special skills, something that they're exceptional at, they're not being properly recognised by society. Someone's come in, and we've organised this for today. His name's John, And his special skill is that he can, just by sniffing an armpit, mm-hmm. tell exactly what deodorant anyone is using, any brand.
Now, it's because he works, he's a physio.
Yeah, he's not a creep.
He's not a creep. He's not a public transport creep. Yeah, no. Just waiting until the tram's full and he can get lots of hands up.
It's up in the air, holding the overhead rail.
He, obviously, when you are seeing people like that, and you, I guess more so than anyone else that consults in a small room, there's a lot of arms up.
Yeah.
Probably because you see a lot of shoulder stuff. So you do get, I don't know how he knows the brand though. That so
no, because that says he sniffs a lot of deodorant, but it means he asks a follow-up question.
That's what I was thinking. He must he must then go Lynx Africa or you know, what are we talking there? Rexona?
Probably a good small,
green
probably a good small talk, because small talk is tough when you're doing any kind of consultation. So it's probably like, a scent, something you can have a chat about. Anyway, the whole point we brought this up without him in here, because he has travelled here.
He's come a long way.
Cheapest available flight.
He's been here for hours.
Yeah.
With an absolute red eye.
Is that we were all going to come in and we were all going to lift our armpits and he was going to test, we're going to test his skill.
We didn't put much more thought into it than that. And the people testing, he's happy to smell through a t-shirt.
Yep.
It's going to be Jack, Andy, myself,
Darcy.
And we get Darcy in and podcast Mike. So we thought, that's easy, five, you know, pretty standard if you listen to the show, you know, you're like, it's a standard 4 out of 5. We thought the only thing left to just check off before he gets in, let's all quickly go, what deodorant are you wearing? That's where we discovered a twist in the tale.
Yeah.
You absolute weasels are all wearing the same deodorant we got sent for free months ago. Andy goes, well, I'm using the free Rexona. Then Jack goes, I mean, you knew exactly where this was going. I'm using the free Rexona, the stash I haven't sold.
Yeah, exactly. That was from Jack.
For profit.
Then Mike, Darth walks in and goes, oh, why are you holding up that? Yeah, I use that. Hey, that direct
Mike's like, oh, no, it is the same one. But here's the only difference. You guys are using the roll-on black, or are you grey?
I'm grey. The other two are roll-on black. It's the same Rexona Sport.
Yeah.
They've got 92-hour protection. I've got 48-hour protection, I think.
Running on the edge.
Well, 96-hour protection.
We got 96-hour protection.
Extra 4 hours.
Is the smell different?
I mean, will we give it to him if he says Rexona Sport?
It has to.
Yes.
Have to.
Rexona Sport.
So it's going to be 4 Rexona Sport. And what are you?
Well, I didn't know that you guys were all going to be exactly the same deodorant, so I thought it was going to be pretty normal.
Yeah.
So I went and got Nivea Women's and and sprayed it on me because I was going to be the red herring. Right. I was going to be the trick. Well, so now we've got two tricks. Now for him to get a clean sweep, he has to have the balls to go, that's 4?
Let's go 4 out of 5. We'll chat to him about it, but let's make sure I'm first, you're second.
Yep.
So at least he doesn't smell the same thing again. And then he's going to smell the same thing 3 times in a row. If he has the guts, he just actually...
Can I tell you, the reason I have Nivea Women's is because I like to buy a car can of deodorant, just keep it like in the side pocket.
Yeah.
And usually I don't mind going Nivea. This is the black, white t-shirt one.
Yep.
Sorry, sneeze from Ando. It is a powerful smell in here. I was in a rush the other day. Mm. I was only buying a pack of Oreos. And you know, at the supermarket, you're like, there must be something else I need.
Yes.
Got the Oreos.
You really love Oreos at the moment. I feel like that's the third time it's come up in the last few weeks.
If they so choose to recognize my loyalty. No, let's just call it a well-known.
That's 2 months' time when we're doing a biscuit eating competition. We're like, I've chosen Oreo.
I've been smearing the Oreos on my body. Yeah, I was choosing a well-loved 2-biscuit, 1-cream-layered favorite, whatever they may be.
Yes.
But anyway, I was just doing that thing of like, you're like, this is a waste of a supermarket. This is a waste of a... Mm. And so I got what I quickly grabbed it, but that black and white can, the difference between the traditionally male scent and the female one is, again, it's like the public toilets that I fell for the other day. The male's a t-shirt. Mm. The female is the slightest pinch in. It's meant to look like a dress.
Same colour can.
Same colour can, same colour everything, the black and white. I grabbed it quickly. I sprayed it on. I didn't even know. I really noticed. That night, I'm watching TV with Zoe on the couch. He starts going, why can I smell another woman on you? And I go, what? She's like, you smell like a woman.
No, I don't.
And she's like sniffing my shoulder and stuff. I'm like, I got no idea what you're talking about. She's like, what did you do? Like, I was like, honey, I literally picked the kids up from school, took Sunny to jiu-jitsu.
Had sex with a friend.
Saw that hooker. Insisted she put more deodorant on. I actually
And I was like, that's it.
What it came down to was like, well, maybe there's a parents' bench at jiu-jitsu that's quite cramped. I might have been sitting next to a well. I normally sit, you know, I've got Kim, I've got Dee Dee.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Dee Dee, who's one of the kids' grandmas, yes, she might have had a heavy load on that skunked me. Couldn't figure it out till I went the next day to the car. And then I sent her the picture. I was like, this is why I smell like a woman. I've accidentally bought woman's deodorant. And she's like, that's exactly what you would say, though, yeah, with 24 hours to think about it. So now I'm wearing it again to really, really get it out there that I do have a can of it for a funny reason.
And telling everybody publicly to really double down on the lie.
No, he wouldn't have made that up if he really did it.
Haim, that's bad news for you, but good news that for Zoe, you aren't cheating.
No.
We have to get to.
But again, no is exactly the kind of you would say. What you would say if you didn't want to be caught, as many don't.
That's a long preamble to what we've just discussed because we've got John standing outside. We're going to take him into a different studio to one with a higher ceiling so we can put our arms.
But it eliminates any residual waft that's in here.
Here. And we'll get straight into this. 4 out of 5, he'll get himself a coin.
Dio, deodorant he's sniffing for. He can smell it on your pits. When you give your arms a lift, it's not a creepy thing, just a skill that lives in him. 'Cause John knows every single brand. A deodorant detection man. So let's pause this song and test John.
Hey John, how you going?
Yeah, good mate. How you going?
You're in the arena now. You feel like you've got the skill ready to go?
Raring to go, mate. Raring to go.
Just off mic as we walked in, I said, how's the nose feeling? And you said, it's a little bit blocked today.
It's a bit blocked, yeah. Not ideal conditions, but we'll see how we go, eh?
Well, you've just come out of a pressurized tube, obviously flying across to Melbourne on the cheapest available flight from Adelaide. Yeah. How did it go on the flight? Did the flight help it? Did it not help it?
It didn't help, but, mate, I'll take any excuse I can get.
Okay. John, we had a question as to how you discovered the trait, because obviously through physio, you are in and around a lot of armpits.
Yeah.
But there would have to be a follow-up question, which is, what are you wearing today?
Yeah, well, it's got me in trouble before. So yeah. I'm a sweaty bloke myself. So I use my fair share of deodorant. Mm-hmm. And one day this bloke came in and they load up with the deodorant before he comes in.
That's nice of them.
Try to protect the Brio and stuff.
Yep.
But he just stunk of Rexona Sport.
Right.
Like, mate. Good one. And he got a bit offended. So I don't pull that out anymore. But you just get the familiar sense, you know.
So it's more on your side of things. You're going through an array of different deodorants and you'll recognize it on people rather than you've got an extra form at the clinic that goes, and by the way, what deodorant do you wear?
Yeah, we haven't added that on yet. But okay.
Medicare number and just let us know what he's spraying under there.
Okay, so you knew Rexona's, was it Sport?
Rexona Sport was the one that,
is that a popular one?
Oh, I think it's one of the better ones.
If you go off shelf space, definitely.
Okay, all right, nice.
They certainly bombard you. I've done you a favour. The deodorant I'm rocking at the moment is in like a roll-on that I bought a few months ago overseas. So I was like, so I'm not wearing that today. I thought I'd change that up for you. Because I was like, if he gets, this is, you know, Viva La Sweet Pits or something from France.
Yes.
Then that would be tough.
But you've gone for a local brand today.
This is available at Coles.
Fantastic.
Five of us here, 4 out of 5.
Yep.
Get yourself a coin, my friend.
Beautiful.
Do you have a preferred left or right arm to sniff?
I like the right, I reckon.
Okay. Well, are you ready to go?
To have a favourite.
Can I check one thing?
Yeah.
Is everyone wearing deodorant here? Not going to get a blast of BO, am I?
No, that's
good for you.
We are all wearing deodorant.
No, just kidding. Fantastic. We've all just come out of a grappling session.
Yeah. Okay. I'm first, Pitt.
Beautiful.
Stand up and take that in.
Pitt, your skills against Andy's pits.
He gets right in there. He gets right.
Got to get in there. Just smells like Winnie Blues, mate.
He does often tuck one under his armpit if he sees his mum coming.
Never smoked in my life, yep.
It's a familiar scent. I reckon it's in the Rexona varieties. Mm-hmm. I'm going original.
Incorrect.
Sport.
Rexona Sport. Oh.
But love that you could pick the vineyard, even not the specific wine.
It's far easier, yeah.
Not the varietal.
That's rough. I mean, did I put you off with my pretending not to know Rexona Sport earlier?
Yeah, you did. You did.
We'll have to review that.
Poor gameplay. All right.
We might take that out of contention.
Move okay. along. John's now moving into Hamish's
Can
pit.
Can I
have a... Yep. Hamish is okay. lifting. Gets right in there.
Ooh, I reckon that's a Nivea.
Very nice.
Gone black and white.
Yes.
Yes.
It is Nivea black and white.
It's the woman's.
The woman's.
Okay, he levels it up.
Well one, done.
Not the Simpsons
really nice.
Guy.
One.
That was really nice.
Under Darcy.
Hey, John. How you doing, mate?
He's right up into Darcy's pit now. Darcy raising his hand high.
I'm going to say Brute Original.
Incorrect.
Oh, what was it?
Rexona Sport.
Yeah.
Oh, I've gone to double up.
Yes.
We did ask everyone to just wear the deodorant they normally wear in.
Right.
There's a long, long backstory to my Nivea women's, but you can listen to the episode.
Let's go on to Mike.
Okay, let's go on to Mike.
Let's go on to Mike. Mike.
So that wasn't a deliberate stitch up?
Yeah.
I'm left-handed, so I'd prefer you to sniff left, Pete.
That is fine. Cool.
Just
me,
raise
mate.
Your right, mate.
You can still lift your right arm.
No, no, I prefer left. I don't.
We're not asking you to write an essay while your hand's up there.
What is that letter about?
Oh, doesn't feel familiar either. Mm. Let's go Norska Forest Fresh.
Wonderful choice.
It seems a bit left field, Mike.
Incorrect.
Bugger.
Rexona Sport.
Oh, come on.
So when you said it didn't smell familiar, you just smelled it. Yeah.
True.
Solid bird from Mike.
Right. Final one.
Hello, John.
Hello, Jack.
Anyone else here before we get to Jack? Did they, anyone else have one round when they were a teenager that where you went Norska? I remember doing that. Norska I was like, brown, that could be my new spell. And then back to the original.
Yeah. Yes.
I've never sniffed it, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
You just went for the Hail Mary.
Yeah, okay. Absolute Hail Mary.
It's when you feel like being a little, I don't know, Scandinavian, change it up a bit in year 10, just go back to the original.
Jack's lifting his arm.
You may sniff.
John's gone in. That's a good size sniff.
I reckon that's a Nivea variety as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go... Oh.
You have a terrible poker face.
I don't think it's Nivea.
It's another Rexona Sport.
Another Rexona Sport.
Now,
mate.
We took a gamble here, John, because it turns out, through no organising... That four out of the five men in here, because we got sent Rexona Sport for free earlier in the year, everyone was still using the weasel stash.
Yes.
So rather than illegally...
But I would say that's easier because you've gone from smelling the same deodorant three times in a row and listed three different things. Is that what we're hearing then is when it hits the body, your own BO...
It changes the scent. It does. They're like oil and water. They can't mix. They just create this new thing.
I'm happy to use that as an excuse, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it must be the case.
Yeah.
The people at Rexona would know this. The only reason I mentioned that it wasn't a stitch-up, John, because I don't want you thinking, oh, they've tried to trick me. Decided to play honestly with everyone wearing what they honestly wore in.
Mm.
Thought it could have gone your way with you just going, guys, I don't know what you're doing, but this is just all Rexona Sport. But it did seem to rattle you.
It felt... too basic to go everything Rexona Sport.
Yeah. So even after you heard three of the four people.
I would say the chances four out of five. Hey?
Would have become increasingly harder. Well,
more excuse that it could be that because you started really well. You straight away with Andy, you knew Rexona. Maybe Rexona gets in your nose and sits down in there inside the nostrils, and then when you smell another Rexona. It's not really lighting up the alarms.
Like a garbo who's like, I don't smell it anymore because you're just used to the smell.
Yeah. So maybe some coffee beans in between would have been.
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's what happened. We acclimatized your nose to the smell.
Yeah,
that's all we did. Good theory, Jack.
Don't tell anyone that you can do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going.
Thanks.
back to the airport with you. Not for a while because I understand it's quite a late flight out.
It is, yeah. Got a bit of time to get out.
Maybe go to the supermarket and do some research.
Get some Rexona Sport.
Fellas, quick croc update as we try to earn a Nobel Peace Prize, potentially heading up north to Darwin to see whether we can get the owner of Spectacular Jumping Croc Tours and the owner of the original Jumping Croc Tours together, extend of olive branch, smoke a peace pipe, shake hands. And I think you suggested, hey, they have to give each other a compliment, which...
I just think that would be a nice... I don't know if that happens in official peace negotiations.
No.
I wasn't there at the end of the Korean War when the armistice was signed. And I don't know if they did the compliments, but I just think it would be a nice addition to modern times peace negotiations to go, well, this just shows how much there is peace. I think you should be able to compliment your former adversary.
Got sent in some audio from someone that surreptitiously recorded a conversation asking one of the guys up at Spectacular. I'm not sure whether he's staff or he's been there or he's ex-staff or anything. We can't use that audio, I've been told by the lawyers, because permission wasn't granted when we've recorded someone, and you cannot air something if you don't have permission.
Yes.
Yes.
Unless we obtained a wiretap permit. Did we do that?
No, we did not.
Yeah, because I don't remember doing it.
So then what I've done is I've transcribed it and got it reenacted, which I've heard other legal crime podcasts do.
Was this on the advice of the lawyers, or now are we just doing things we heard on other podcasts?
More the latter.
I'm willing to sign off on that.
Jack, are you?
Yes.
No, oh, good. Okay.
Double sign off. Double sign off sounds pretty good to me.
I think the illegal, again, more thinking than actually knowing, I think the illegal thing is recording someone.
So they're identifiable.
And also you just can't record someone's conversation without them knowing. Right. It's under the Surveillance Act.
Yep. But we are saying that has happened.
But we didn't do that.
Yep. Yeah. No, it's a shame. We agree that it's a shame it happened.
It's such a shame.
So we have our official stance is that's a shame that happened. Mm. So we agree with the law there by the shaking of our head.
Yep.
Since it has happened, be ashamed to waste it.
Be ashamed to waste it. It would be. And that will be our defence.
Yeah, we thought it was a shame to waste trial, it.
It was jury.
Sorry, the way we were brought up was you don't throw a good audio recording in the bin. Exactly. It'd be a shame to waste it.
Yes, it'd be a shame to waste it. So there's two snippets. It was long. It was a long conversation. There's two snippets that I want because we did put the call out for how deep does this go? What kind of shenanigans happened? Because we hear things got a bit unsavory. The first one is commenting for something which is like 20, 40 years ago. It's a long time ago. This is when the original was up against, I think we mentioned this before, another mob in a different river entirely.
Yep.
Have a listen. I think Tony, who's the owner of the original, is the person they're talking about here.
Right. Yeah. So the one that's called the original is not the first.
But the first one is not here anymore?
Well, it's not here anymore because they had a fire that burned down all their premises. And apparently the bloke who runs the original saw it from the other side of the river but decided not to call the fireys because he thought it would take too long to get there. So what's the point?
Oh, wow.
And apparently a few weeks after that, one of his boats had a bunch of bullet holes in it.
So 4 decades have passed.
That's escalated.
That's escalated. But we know up north back then. Back then, it was a bit like the Wild West. Obviously, that was back when they first started out these croc tours. Got to stress, long, long time ago.
Stress received.
I'm just
G bullet holes is just, ever since the dawn of the gun and the bullet, such an effective way to send a message. I'm not supporting and I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying, there's just no two ways about it.
You do read that one loud and clear. Yeah. Brick through the window with a note attached is also another one.
One of the classics.
Again, this is from Spectacular side, and the person who sent us this audio was inquiring about how the bridge between the two of them, how did they get their territory established?
How did it become known as this
North border? The bridge is Spectacular, south the bridge is original.
So, going back, decades, some tours from Spectacular would head down towards Original and they would come up this way as well. Definitely heard stories of some unsafe driving and close calls between boats. It got a bit out of hand, so it would have either been Parks and Wildlife or the National Maritime Authority who stepped in and said, you know, if you two aren't going to sort your shit out, then you're going to have to stop the tours altogether.
What?
You know, stop putting people's lives at risk. And ever since then, they've gone that way and we've gone this way and the conflict's halted.
How bad did it get?
Well, an old mate of mine was running a spectacular tour that sideswiped an original boat because they were on our turf. Both boats were full of passengers and, yeah, that wasn't great.
Okay. It's like the bloody Taiwan Strait out there. It's a hotly contested piece of international water.
Again, that one's 2 decades ago.
Again,
but...
again, it's hearsay and it's a long time ago, but it does help paint a picture. This is why I think it's ripe for a peace process, don't you guys? Because now you would assume the people involved in those, that like, sounds like heads were running pretty hot in the 80s.
Yes. And I can't believe this. How excited would you be on that tour where you're in croc-infested waters, you've seen them jumping out of the air and just eating and chicken's hole, and now another boat comes and sideswipes you.
You'd be like, well, at least you'd probably be thinking, like, would the crocs be satisfied with the chicken? Like, are they full?
Yes, are they
already
full?
Or is that an entree? or have they now got a hunger up? Anyway, it sounds like thankfully everyone stayed inside the boat, but it's swiping. But it sounds like this is we're talking 80s and 90s, and as often happens, it's like how like families in towns have issues with each other, and the kids are like, well, we don't know where it's come from, but it's like the grandparents had issues back in the day.
Another part of the audio, and I should stress this because I picked out some of the juicier parts. He said it did have a reputation of being the Wild West back then. He must stress it's nothing like that now, which we all agree.
No bumping's happened for 40 years. No,
but that's why it needs to be resolved through some kind of peace.
It just sounds like there was a Band-Aid put over an old wound and never got aired out. And I think if we had the right peace team, and I'm looking at us three, travel north, go, look, we think we've heard the facts, we've heard the evidence, sit down, we smooth things over, calmer waters, two compliments are exchanged, the plaque goes up. I just think peace in the north would make the country happy too.
Are we in a position, do you think, now to reach out to the two owners to see if they're interested, or are we just going to go?
Yeah, well, you can't force peace upon people. No. I think you do need buy-in from the parties.
Okay. Well, that's our next step then.
Yeah. Well, you don't think so?
I agree. I think we've reached
the point. You sound disappointed that I was...
No. I was pensive. Wondering. Sorry. Yeah, my emotions are running high and I don't know which one to choose. I was pensive and in total agreement. I feel like our next step is to reach out to them and see if they're interested and then maybe schedule a bit of a trip up there.
What if they we're going to be willing to listen to? There could be something they need, you know? That could be part of, that could be what we're doing here, middlemanning a bit.
Lovely.
Yeah, great. Ando and Jack, you're familiar with a DNR, as in a do not resuscitate.
Oh.
Right, if you have a DNR and you're like, if you can have a bracelet or whatever.
Do not resuscitate.
Don't bring me back, not interested.
Right. So that's in at the end of it all, closer to the end, you're just like, you can't have it. I think I can have one now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, some people, you can make the request now. Just to be like, I don't want to be, just in case you get brought back and you're brain dead or whatever.
Right. But like, say if I get pulled in from the surf.
You could have a DNR because you'd be like, I don't want to run the risk of coming. Because if you get resuscitated and it's been like 5 minutes, then you could be alive but brain dead. Anyway, it's probably a bit grim to what we're talking about.
I know, but I just feel like there's certain times I'd like the D. What was it?
Resuscitate me sometimes.
Here are my list of reasons to resuscitate.
Get the tattoo on your stomach.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on, just quickly reading here, surf. Yeah, oh, yeah, it actually says we can resuscitate. How long's it been? 45 minutes. Well, it's a very long document. a DNR. No, maybe it's more of a hospital thing too.
I think maybe that, because I definitely want to be resuscitated. Just for you guys, and we can say this publicly, I'd love to be resuscitated if I'm coming in from the...
Me too, especially in the first 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that.
But yeah, at the hospital, if I'm old, guys just pull the plug on me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean,
pull the plug is different.
Is murder. Remember I told you my dad said that to me once? He goes, mate, if I've gone, right, he goes, you just take me down to the end of St Kilda Pier. In my wheelchair, put a bag of cement in my lap, and you tip me in. Right, well, I'm not doing that, Dad, because that's murder in broad daylight. So you're getting me sent to jail. Plus, if I put a bag of cement, if I put a bag of cement on your lap and I tip you in, the cement will fall off and you'll rise back up to the top. I can tie it to you and push you in backwards for more of a chance.
Now we're talking. Yeah,
you're like, it's a good kid. Smart. This is why I wanted to bring it up. Anyway, so not actually here to talk about murder. What I did want to mention was I would love to introduce, now I know I didn't get an immediate response for you guys on the DNR, but I'd love to introduce another DNR that you can have somehow put on your file or your digital file, does not review.
Oh,
I want to be known. Yes. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could get, so it's just known across all platforms and emails, this guy doesn't review things.
Yeah.
So don't ask him.
No.
Because now what is going on with every time you have any interaction with any company, they're like, how'd you go? Like, it was fine. I was a customer.
Yes.
Like Australia Post, everywhere. I'm not singling out Australia Post. Every company, they're like, hey, how was your package delivery? It's like, fine.
Got here.
You guys delivered it. You charged a fee, I assume, to the senders.
You did
and
what
I
you
got
said
it.
You would do.
You did what you said you'd do.
Yeah.
The level
if
of reviews.
If there was a surprise in the package.
Sure.
And then they said, how was it? I'm like, yeah, I was pretty happy with that little extra you did.
Yeah, but if it's just a normal letter, how do you even get that five out of five stars? What do you, what is, you send a letter in the post.
You've been doing it for hundreds of years to like gold fields and war zones. Yeah. Like, I actually think this was an easy one for you.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I have a box out the front of my house with the number on it.
Yeah.
That, and that's where your guy put it. Like, it wasn't amazing. It was pretty easy. Even like the most mundane objects now, you'll get the email afterwards or you'll be, and then I often get the one where it's like a month later, they're like, how are you liking those socks? And like, and you don't respond. And then they'll be like, hey, you know, it's not too late to review those socks. Yeah. Well, obviously after 60 days.
Why are they so important, the reviews?
I reckon, I think it's because for a lot of online shopping now, it's like, it's like game. It's like gaming the system to be like, if we have tons of five-star reviews, it'll sell well. So, but just everything, like stay on the line.
Yep.
Do the. I'm just like, I'm not doing any of it. No. I'm not. I don't work for you. No. If you gave me free, if you gave me twice the amount of socks,
like market research, if it was free pizza, $15 an hour, and a can of Coke.
That's how it used to happen, Ando. At uni, that was how me and Andy. That was our favorite way of making money. You got $50.
Yeah.
To sit in a room and get very passionate about whatever they wanted you to be passionate about, and you just woof as much pizza as you like.
Yes.
Goddamn right, we love this this brand.
Yeah.
This is the best window cleaner, I think, on the market. Yeah.
I hate that color.
Although the purple is a bit dark.
Yes.
And we would just go wild with our opinions. And that's what you used to have to do. And now they don't do market research. They just send you the email free. I hate to say this, Ando, but there is a worst offender in the things I use.
Yeah.
You're not going to love it because it's something we both love.
Not golf.
It's the meter.
Oh, really?
The digital thermometer you gave me. Ando gave me this as a present. Mm.
What
and
is it? A Bluetooth
I'm so surprised
thermometer.
I hadn't seen this online because I really thought I'd bought everything.
Yeah.
But it's a Bluetooth. It's like a meat thermometer. So you stick it in like, you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
Chops or a leg lamb or I use it all the time for steaks.
Yeah, chicken's great.
Mm.
Put it in the oven and it's not only obviously like detects the internal temperature and the external temperature, but it sends it to an app on your phone and it will tell you like when your meat is exactly like, you know, 58 degrees. So they're like, take it out of the oven.
You can't get it wrong.
Yeah.
And it's like, take the steak out now, take the chicken out now, let it rest, tells you resting time.
Yeah. And so when I cook for my family and particularly Beck's family, I'll take care of the meat. And all I do is stick this thing in and then the app goes, take it out and rest it. I'm like, great. And then they go, oh, well cooked, Andy. Like,
it's the
you know, it sounds great, but I think you guys are both accidentally doing a review for it right now.
This is the way I'd rather do it. No, this is the way I'd rather do it. Talking to friends. That's the old way of reviewing. Not having the other thing. They pestered me for a review for a while and I was like, turn this, how do I get this off, right? Then, because they have my email address. So I must have had to register to start using it. Not only that though, Ando, but because they now know what you're up to when you cook things, I'm getting emails the next morning going,
how's that steak yesterday? Oh,
that's me like, get out of my house. This was a one-off transaction. They're like, hey, you didn't review it. You didn't rate it. Good, bad, what are we talking? He's like, I'll be the judge. Yeah. That is between me and the meat. You're just the little metal stick that tells me when to take it out. You're not.
No.
You're
no.
not. You don't.
You're not the chef.
Yeah.
You're not the. You're
we're not
the
doing
waiter.
This together.
No.
You're a tool. Mm. Like, it is wild, the level. This is big data, man. Yeah. This is big data. This is how they get you.
Don't cave, by
like,
the way.
I won't cave. Mm. But it really is. I can't even think of an example that will seem too silly.
No.
Like, you buy a shovel or something from Bunnings and, like, they will now just be like, hey, how's those holes? Like, you digging well?
Was it deep enough?
good load. You carry the load. Nice. So how's the shaft? What's up? Come on in.
But I would say this. Thank you to all the people who do review because I won't buy anything without looking at the reviews first.
Oh, I'd go into 4.5 stars.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.